Machine Cast Monthly, Episode 0. Who am I and what am I doing here? Hello, and welcome to the 0 episode of Machine Cast Monthly. I'm your host, Brian Drake, and this podcast is aimed at people who enjoy playing with metal. You could be a professional, you could be a hobbyist, doesn't matter. This podcast will have something for you in it. This episode I'm calling Episode 0 simply because it's just a way of introducing myself and giving you an idea of the kinds of things I intend to cover in the upcoming episodes. I intend to put out at least one a month, maybe more. Right now I'm laid off from my job, so I've got plenty of time. So if I can get the hang of all this stuff, I may put out a whole bunch. Or if I get lucky and find a job, I may only put out one this month and then one next month. However it works out, I intend to have the next episode up by around December 15th at the latest. For this episode, like I said, I'm just going to go over who I am, what I've done, and the kinds of things that I'd like to cover. If you have any comments, suggestions, you feel free to email me at machinecastmonthly@gmail.com. Machinecastmonthly is all one word. If you didn't catch that email address, you can just go to the website machinecastmonthly.com and click on the link to send me an email. I'm interested in all your suggestions and ideas because while I've been a machinist for about 7 years, I don't necessarily have the broadest experience. I started out working on the pouring crew in a foundry. Then I moved into the tool room. After I left the foundry, I went to work for a family-run machine shop that made primarily automotive parts, and I was working on the CNC mills and lathes there. Then I left there to go work as a consultant on the restoration of a 1948 Tucker that used to be owned by George Lucas. After that, I went to work for a brief period of time for a company that built storage racks for warehouses, and I was running the hydraulic press in a rolling mill. When I left there, I went to work for a company running screw machines. Worked there for just over a year or so, and then I moved on to back to the family-run machine shop that I worked at before, and I stayed there until I got laid off. I've actually had more jobs than that in the machining industry, but those are the longest ones that I've had. The first machining job I ever had was in 2001 when I was in school to be a machinist. I happened to be working for a satellite phone company, and the days after 9/11, we got a call from one of the intelligence agencies with the government, and they needed an antenna mount for their satellite phone, and there were none in the country, and nobody knew when they could get us one, so since I was in shop class, I got to make them. That's certainly one of the proudest things that I've done as a machinist. When I worked at the foundry, we did medical implants and parts for automated chicken gutting machines, but the fact that right after 9/11, I just happened to be in the right place at the right time to be able to supply our guys with something that they really needed, it makes me feel good. I don't have a lot of experience programming CNCs. I've operated them, but I've done very little programming. When I worked at the foundry is when I did most of my programming, and that's been 5 years ago now. And the programs we did were rather simple. It was an old Bridgeport that was running Windows 3.0 as the operating system. I certainly haven't played with any of the really fancy machines out there, but I guess that kind of puts me in line with most home hobbyists. As for the things I'm going to talk about in the upcoming episodes, well, part of that is up to you. I'm open to any suggestions of things you want to discuss about. I do have a few ideas of things that I want to talk about, and right now, unfortunately, this podcast will be primarily audio, though I may do an enhanced podcast with photographs in the near future. I don't have any video equipment, but I may be able to borrow some from time to time to do a video podcast. Ideally, I'd like to do some how-to videos, but that all depends on my finances and how well this does. I also hope to do some interviews with people in the near future. You know, there's a couple of machinists I know who have got a lot more experience than me and certainly a lot smarter than I am, and who I'm sure have a wealth of knowledge they'd be happy to share. One of the things that I hope to do with this podcast is raise the consciousness of people about the metalworking trades. One of the biggest complaints on the various metalworking message boards I participate in is always nobody seems to understand what we do and how we do it, and they all seem to think that it's some kind of arcane art that not anybody can do. But quite frankly, if I can be a machinist, anybody out there can be a machinist. Yes, it might be hard, yes, it might be tricky, but we can all figure it out, I think. I hope you'll find this to be an interesting podcast, and like I said, if you've got any suggestions, send them my way. I certainly don't have any experience in things like hammering out body panels or anything like that, so if you happen to have experience about it, we'll see if we can't get you on the podcast. The email address is machinecastmonthly@gmail.com. The music for the podcast is by Max Vague. Let's go make some chips.